Sutton is a nice little place you got here, Mr. Flaherty.
It certainly is, officer.
You don't have to call me officer in my own home, Bob. Just feel right at home.
Sure, Robbie. He's off duty now.
Too bad we couldn't have had a better meal for you boys.
If there's only one thing I like better than a plate of corned beef and cabbage, Mrs. Flaherty.
And what would that be?
Two plates of corned beef and cabbage.
You know, this Irish turkey certainly is the real McCoy. Huh, Jimmy?
It certainly is.
Well, pass your plates, boys, and let me give you some more.
Oh, no, Mrs. Flaherty, no. I couldn't eat another bite.
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Flaherty. I'm stopped.
I'll have some more.
That's the way I like to hear anyone talk.
That's the lad. Speak right up.
There goes that growing boy again, Jimmy.
Yeah, when that guy ain't sleeping, he's eating. And when he ain't eating, he's sleeping.
Now, you two let the boy alone. Pass your plate, Oswald.
I'd like to pass my plate right over his dome.
He certainly is getting in my hair.
Well, I guess we might as well go into the parlor.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, this guy Oswald's liable to be eating for hours.
Can I help you with the dishes, Mrs. Flaherty?
No, thanks, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm good at washing dishes.
Oh, he certainly is. He washed all the pots and pans in Hagerstown once.
Come on, boys.
You sing a song for the boys, Michael.
Ah, they don't want to hear the likes of me singing.
We certainly do.
Oh, we certainly do.
Oh, well, you want to hear him sing too, don't you, Oswald? Come on, you're true eating.
No, I ain't quite sure, Jimmy, but I think he said yes.
Well, boys, you do something first.
I'll sing a song.
Who said that? Who said that?
Oswald wants to sing a song, Jimmy.
Oh, he does, huh?
Yeah, he does. The Tasmanian Nightingale would sing a bird in a gilded cage.
Not while I have my strength, he won't.
Let the boy sing if he wants to, Jimmy.
Now, listen, Flaherty. You don't want to have the joint raided, do you?
Well, if it's as bad as that, maybe I'd better sing myself. Will you play for me, Mary?
I sure will, John.
There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With the power in your smile, sure as stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall. When your sweet lilting laughter like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you should laugh all the while, and all other times smile, and now smile, smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like the morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away.
Oh, gee, ain't that beautiful, Robbie?
It certainly is, Jimmy. You know, it reminds me of them parties at home in Elizabeth.
Yeah, and can Delia McFadden sing them Irish songs? Cannot Gail sing?
Yes, Delia's got a fine voice.
Yeah, that was very nice. Now I'll sing.
You'll sing over our dead bodies.
Well, then, boys, you do something.
Yes, Jimmy, you sing something.
Ah, oh, no, Miss Flaherty, I can't sing. I'm worse than Oswald.
And that's plenty bad, Jimmy. Hey, Oswald. Hey, be careful with that chair.
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, you're just balancing it on two legs. Sit up straight. I don't want him to break the furniture, Mr. Flaherty.
That's all right, Bob. It is a valuable antique, a wedding gift to my great-grandmother.
Maybe you better move, Oswald.
Oh, leave the lad alone. He won't hurt the chair.
All right, Jimmy can recite, though. You ought to hear him recite Casey at the Bat and A Kid's Last Fight and Gunga Din. Oh, he does Gunga Din's well.
Oh, Robbie, I do not. Now, don't you believe Mr. Flaherty? I do not, now.
He certainly does, don't he, Oswald?
Maybe.
Don't pay any attention, Oswald. He's jealous.
Well, how about a recitation, Jimmy?
Oh, now, listen, I can't, now.
You can, too. Don't be bashful.
He wants to be coaxed.
All right, then. I'll coax him. Won't you recite something, Jimmy darling?
See, Jimmy? Mrs. Flaherty calls you Jimmy darling, just like Violet did.
I'll cut it out now, will you, Robbie?
Well, that ought to be worth a recitation.
Well, all right. What'll it be? The kid's last fight or Gunga Din?
Oh, Gunga Din, Jimmy. Gunga Din, that's the best one. Do that.
I'll sit here by the window.
Listen, Oswald, you'll be careful of that chair.
Yes, it's 100 years old.
Come on, Jimmy, do your stuff.
Well, all right, here it goes. Gunga Din. You may talk of gin and beer when you're quartered safe out here.
I wouldn't say that, Jimmy.
You wouldn't say what?
I wouldn't talk about liquor. You see, Mr. Flaherty's an officer of the law.
Well, you pipe down, Oswald.
Listen, I'm reciting Gunga Din.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you were just talking.
You may talk of gin and beer when you're quartered safe out here. And you're set to plenty fights and all the shot at. But when it comes to slaughter, you'll do your work on water. And you lick the blooming boots of him that's got it. What's the matter with you? What you laughing at?
You lick the blooming boots of him that's got it.
Well, that's right. That's in the piece.
You better let me sing.
Oh, my God, Jimmy. Go on.
Yes, continue, Jimmy.
Well, let's see. Now, where was I? Boots of him that's got it. Now, I'm an inch's sunny climb where I used to spend my time... A servant of Her Majesty the Queen.
India, Jimmy. India. Not India.
Hey, who's reciting this, Gunga Din? You and me. The author, Mr. Kipling, says India. So I'm going to say India. And furthermore, I'm going to say a couple of things to you when I get you home.
Oh, go on, Jimmy. Never mind him. Go on.
Sure, never mind him, Jimmy.
Well, he was din. He was din.
You said that once, Jimmy.
I know it. You don't have to tell me I said it once.
Something tells me that Oswald is going to hear the boy sing.
He was din. You limp and limp or something, Gunga Din. Hi.
Hi, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle.
That ain't it. That's another one. Anyways, it winds up, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din.
All right, good, Jimmy. Not a boy. That's good.
That's all right, Jimmy. That's all right.
Yeah, that's the best part of it.
What part is?
The end. Only it should have come sooner.
You're jealous, that's all.
Sure, he's jealous. But we didn't let him sing.
Listen, Robbie, I'll tell you what let's do. You and me sing some of that close harmony.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mrs. Flaherty, would you excuse me for a moment?
Yes, yeah, certainly, Oswald.
You stay here where we can keep our eye on you.
All right.
Yes, Oswald, you stay right in Grandpa's chair and be careful not to break it. It's an heirloom and it's expensive.
Yeah, all right.
What do we sing, Robbie?
Well, I don't know. Anything you like. Start up anything.
By the mill?
Yeah.
All right. Will you give us a chord?
You bet, Jimmy.
By the mill.
By the mill. Made sweet cider. I made sweet love to you. The mill wheel was turning as I sat there yearning for one kiss, the sweetest I knew. Down the lane to the old stone chapel, those evening bells will chime. I'll always remember that golden September, sweet cider time when you were mine.
That was fine, Jimmy.
Oh, thanks, folks.
That was fine, Bobby.
We forgot that, that girl we used to sing, Jimmy. We used to sing that like that.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like our friend Oswald went to sleep on us.
Oh, he did, Diddy. Robbie, hand me that pillow.
Oh, yeah.
Pleasant dreams, Oswald.
Hey, who did that? What's the matter?
I cannot tell a lie. I done it with my little sofa pillow.
Yes, and you're so smart. You broke Grandpa's chair with your little sofa pillow.
Holy smokes, you broke the chair, Jimmy.
Oh, Mrs. Flaherty, I'm so sorry. Look, I'll pay for it.
Yeah, Mrs. Flaherty, we'll pay for it.
That's all right, boys. It's just an accident.
It was only an accident. Never mind, boys.
Yeah, but we broke it.
Yeah, Mrs. Flaherty.
Not a word about it. It's all right.
Oswald, can I see you a minute?
Yeah, Oswald, can we see you a minute?
Out in the hall.
What do you want?
I want to ask you something.
Will you excuse us, Mrs. Flaherty?
Yeah, excuse us. Just a minute.
What was that?
I'm sure I don't know.
Oswald was a little sleepy.
Yeah, so he decided to go home.